With me on the line is Sergio Trinidade, IFT's Director of Science and Technology. Sir, I understand that you guys have a new additive for some of the diesel products out there. Tell our audience, what exactly are you guys offering?
We have two lines of products. One is focused on improving the fuel efficiency of diesel and biodiesel blends. And we call it Diesel Lift number 10. And the other line is to protect biodiesel from oxidation, to provide stability to biodiesel, either when it is stored or when it is blended to diesel fuels. It's called that Diesel Lift BD for biodiesel.
Now, of course, these aren't the first diesel boosters out there, but I guess the unique part about your product is these are made from non-petroleum products. Am I right on that?
You're partially right. If you composition of our products, a portion of them is made from renewable resources, and in fact, we could, in due course, make the entire product from renewable resources.
Well, what are you using, I guess, on the renewable end to make this product? What type of feedstock, and how are you processing it?
These feedstocks are similar to the ones that supply the biodiesel industry, except that we extensively modify the materials to provide functions for them when they are packed to blend, to be blended with diesel or biodiesel blends.
I gotcha. Okay, well then, I guess, how does it, maybe you can kind of explain, what does it do for the fuel? How does it make it better?
Okay. Basically, when you have a diesel engine, what you have is a combustion in a chamber that takes place because the fuel is compressed to a very high pressure, much higher than the gasoline engine. And when this fuel is injected into the combustion chamber, what our additive does is to provide for much more atomization of the fuel in the combustion chamber than if it would not be there, which means that the surface exposed to combustion is much larger than the ordinary injection system without our additive. So basically, you fragment the fuel into tinier particles, droplets, and these burn more completely than if our additive would not be there.
Okay, I got it. Well, then, of course, we're talking about this today because just recently you guys completed some extensive testing of this, didn't you?
Yes, we have been demonstrating this technology all over the world. The most recent results that you probably allude to is the one obtained in England with the passenger rail system called East Midlands Trains. They have their entire fleet of 90 vehicles using our product for a 6-month test, three of which with our additive, and they got an improvement in fuel consumption of about 4.5%, which is a significant improvement.
Sure, absolutely. I can see a lot of applications for that, maybe especially for like the trucking industry, I would imagine, or maybe other big diesel users. You know, 3 or 4% might not be that much for just your regular consumer, but when you start talking about a larger company, that's really an impact on the bottom line.
Absolutely, and the cost of our product when blended is equivalent to the first 1% that you save. So when you get a 4% improvement, you get a net 3% gain, which is a ratio of 3 to 1.
Sure, I mean, yeah, who wouldn't spend a dollar to make three back?
That's right, exactly right.
Well, excellent. What anything else I guess our audience should understand about your product, and I guess where people might be able to find it?
Yes. Number one, if you look at a biodiesel plant, you know, today the content of biodiesel is relatively small, like 5% or so in the plants. But with time and with the rehashing of the support in the United States for biodiesel, the industry is likely to expand, and that will inevitably result in higher content in the plant, such as like B20 at some point. And when you get to those higher biodiesel concentrations in the plant, you lose some of the mileage because the heat content of biodiesel is lower than the diesel. And the use of our product in these plants helps make up for the loss in mileage. So you would have a B20 with the same performance as pure diesel in terms of miles per gallon, thanks to our additives. And in terms of purchasing, we have a website, internationalfuel.com, where interested parties can get information, and if they are interested in experimenting with it, they can get also the opportunity to do so.
Sergio Trindade with International Fuel Technology. Sergio, thanks for talking to us today. Some great information.
My pleasure.